Great to have you along here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio as we take a look at canoeing and kayaking with Darren Bush, Chief Paddling Evangelist, owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports in Madison. Great to have him along, and great to have you listening in as we talk about getting kids involved in paddle sports, talk about trends in the industry. Are you a paddler? You want to become one? Where's the water that you like to enjoy canoeing or kayaking on? Maybe your most memorable experience. We'd love to hear that as well. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post a question on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to have a photo, too. So if you've got a nice outdoor photo, we'd love to see that, too, at The Larry Mueller Show. And Darren, great to have you back.
Good to be here.
You know, my daughter, Emily, was and my wife were at the Broadfest in Madison, and you were doing a really nice thing, I thought. You had set up some kayaks for kids to paddle around for, was it free or a nominal, very nominal?
Well, actually, we charged a little bit of money, and that was donated to our scholarship fund that we use to get kids who are from neighborhood centers and places that don't have resources out on the water.
So, yeah, well, yeah. She'd only been kayaking once, one other time. That was when she was quite a bit smaller. Mm-hmm. And she got out there, and I think she was supposed to be out there for like 15 minutes or something, but she was out there for a whole hour.
Well, we don't have a lot of control over that sometimes. And if someone's really having a good time and there's no line, hey, leave them out there.
Yeah, I think that was indeed the case. And she came in and she said, oh, this is my new favorite sport. So she really enjoyed it.
Great. That's cool.
And that's something that we were at another event just last weekend, and you were doing something relating to canoeing on Lake Monona,
the Fête de Marquette. No. Marquette Waterfront Festival.
Yeah, the Marquette Waterfront Festival. So you try and do a lot to get kids involved and interested.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that you know, I'm very passionate about is getting kids outside, because when I was a kid, somebody did it for me. In my case, it was some family members, but also a scout troop. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a large city, you know, in Los Angeles area, and I was out of Los Angeles every weekend. So if it weren't for leaders and an adult who took an interest in kids, I would be sitting in a cubicle someplace enjoying 68 degree air conditioning, and that's just not my thing. So yeah.
Well, I'm sure you weren't going to expect me to ask this, but I want to bring it up anyway, just because I think it's important. You sponsor some events for kids that are kayaking, and you know, for kids getting involved in kayaking or canoeing, and maybe just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, one of the things that we do is a lot of outreach. So you know, we have a program at Rutabaga called Rutabaga Outdoor Programs, and we get kids out on the water. We've got classes and sort of, you know, mini day camps, you know, for kids up until they're about 12 or 13. And then we have full day camps for kids that are older than that, you know, teens. And then we have other waterfront festivals and Broadfest and things like that. So wherever there's water and there's kids, you know, we try and make those two things meet up. Our kayak symposium we do up in Door County has a kids track. And we actually offer a pretty significant family discount so people can bring their kids.
It's a very, very good deal. And also you have some family evening canoeing, night canoeing too. A friend of mine went on that with his daughters and really had a lot of fun.
We do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really is part of it's, you know, I guess self-serving in that if I don't do this now in 20 years, I won't have any customers anymore.
Yeah.
You know, kids and young adults are pretty sedentary. They don't spend a lot of time outside. And that's bad for a number of reasons. It's bad for businesses that are supported by outdoor activities. And, you know, the outdoor economy in Wisconsin, 7%. That's a big chunk of money for people who are hunting, fishing, camping. And we need to keep that going. It's a sustainable business. It's really it's a good one, yeah.
And I should just mention that all those things are on your Rutabaga website, so if people want to find out about them, they easily go to the website.
Yeah, they can dig around on there, sure.
Judy in Marine, Minnesota, it's your turn. Thank you for calling.
Okay, well, Darren, This is Judy, as in Rudy, and we love to come to your Canucopia, and you have even had booths there. And we were there this year, and I noticed how many of the canoe films and presentations were about the Boundary Waters canoe area in Minnesota. And I just want you and your fans to be aware that the world's largest copper and sulfite mines are being planned for the Boundary Waters area, centered in Ely and South. And if anybody wants to know more about it, they can go to miningtruth.org. Are you aware of this, Darren?
I am very aware of this, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I love it so much up there. I'm going to have my ashes spread on a certain lake up there, and I don't want it to be ruined.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You're very passionate about it, obviously. I agree. And that's another thing that's interesting is mining is only about 1% of Wisconsin's state economy. It's less than that. It's 0.9%.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the environmental impact versus the economic impact, yeah, mining is great short term. And let's be honest, I've got copper in my house, and I have, you know, we use minerals and we need to extract them, but we need to do it in a place that's and in a manner that's not going to destroy the natural world around it, because when that's gone, it's gone.
Yeah. That's right. Tourism is forever, but right. Fracking and mining are not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to find a way to do two things. Number one is find sites and methods to do it that do not damage the environment. And number two is find ways to use less of it. You know, aluminum recycling has been a great, great boon. Most of it's recycled now. So that's a huge energy savings. So it's a combination of a lot of different things. But yeah, you're absolutely right. We need to watch these things.
Thank you, Judy, for calling. Appreciate your call very much. Dan in Appleton. On to you now. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great, thank you for calling.
Hey, I just want to, there's two things I need to comment on. First of all, I started my daughter kayaking at 8 years old. I bought her a child-fitted kayak or kayak for children. She's 11 now, and it's just been great. It's what amazes me is how quickly they catch on. The first time we took her out, or I took her out, my wife's a little nervous about kayaking, period, but, you know, you're nervous, think she's going to tip, do this, do that, but it's they catch on so quickly. They seem to have a natural learning ability that she learned exponentially how to kayak versus what took me years. It took her basically a couple weeks. But it's a great sport for kids. I can't emphasize that enough. But the other reason I called is my wife has, I'm from Appleton, my wife has an office near your store. So every time she goes down there, I give her a list of stuff she needs to buy for me. And for Christmas this year, I got a gift card from you guys, or my wife got a gift card from you guys from her office in Madison. And the reason they gave it to her is they thought that she liked to go there. I'm like, this is awesome, you know, and I'm doing backflips and I was going, this is ridiculous. She goes, every time, because I see I got her on a rutabaga, and they go, oh, she must love rutabaga. So I... So it worked out really well for me. I guess I got to thank you for that.
You married up, Dan, I guess.
I always say to my friends, if you can't marry for money, at least marry for potential, and that's what I did. So.
Oh, man. Thanks, Dan, for calling. I appreciate it. Well, that's a new one. I haven't heard that.
I haven't either.
particular story before. That's great. Oh, boy. Marilee and Monona, it's... your turn. Hi, Marilee.
Hello. So I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I have limited experience with kayaking myself. I'm wondering how we can all get involved. Like, I've seen or I've heard about the classes for kids, but is there anything for, like, moms and kids?
There actually is. Yeah, there's adult-child classes. And the other thing you can do is with you know, two kids and an adult, you can do a private class, and it's not that much more expensive, and you get one-on-one attention. I love teaching private courses because, you know,
call your number and schedule that?
Yeah, just call Nancy. She's the one that schedules those things. But, yeah, it's fun because you can, instead of a 5-hour course, you can take a 2.5-hour course and, you know, get individualized attention with kids. And you can work with the kids because, you know, there's different weights and there's different abilities and, you know, you can adapt. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sure. And then is there, do you have suggested equipment, like for, you know, it's like it doesn't seem like a tandem kayak is quite the thing that I should be looking for, but I'm not quite sure what I should be looking for.
Go talk to one of my staff. They're smarter than me anyway.
There's
really cool equipment that's designed. There's a boat that just came out this year called the Prodigy 135 that's designed to be an adult child boat. It's pretty cool.
Oh.
Ah, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. Although I know you've often said, you know, it's better to have, rather than a tandem canoe or a kayak, it's better to almost to have each person have their own.
I agree with that. It depends on the kid. My daughter was paddling a solo canoe when she was 4 and the kayak when she was 5. So that's kind of abnormal. And I understand that. But, you know, some of the smaller kids that may not have the coordination or the strength, then, you know, if you put them in a boat by themselves, they'll just get frustrated.
Yeah.
So, you know, each case is individual. But in general, I lean towards two solos versus one tandem, yeah.
Zach in Mercer, your turn. Hi, Zach.
Hello. I have a couple questions and a comment. One is I'm up in the Minocqua, Manitouche Waters, and Mercer area.
Yep.
And we have just a wonderful resource of rivers up here to paddle and a growing number of these lady yakker groups, they paddle and they yak at the same time, are developing up here, and I've actually formed a business guiding them. And my question is, I'm wondering if the guest has some suggestions for resources on the cultural and history of our rivers.
I do. You're talking about probably like, you know, St. Croix, Damakagan, some of those rivers over there.
Well, I'm hoping further north.
Further north.
I know the fur traders came through here, and a great book that I use is from John Bates, The River Life. It talks about the Manitouche River, but sure. I'm wondering if there are other resources.
Yeah, I really don't know. I think the people that call, I would call John Bates. You know, he's in Manitouche Waters. He's phenomenal. The other person is Dale Cox, who is the ranger at the Namakagan St. Croix Riverway. And he knows a lot about the St. Croix and the Namakagan, but my guess is he knows a lot more about that stuff up there.
And we'll talk some more about that when we come back after a look at the news. Stay with us. So many of us enjoy the outdoors in Wisconsin, and often it's on the water, and there's something about being low to the surface when you're in a canoe or a kayak. It gives you a completely different view of your surroundings. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Darren Bush, the chief paddling evangelist of Rutabaga Paddle Sports, our guest today. He's committed to helping experts and newbies get the most out of their canoeing and kayaking experiences, especially wants to get young people out on the water. If you're a paddler or would like to be, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org. And you can always leave a comment or a canoe or kayak photo on our Facebook page, at the Larry Mueller Show. We'd love that, too. We'll be back right after this look at the news. We're lucky to have so many great waterways to explore and enjoy in Wisconsin, and if Darren Bush had his way, we'd all be happily paddling them in the kayaks or canoes. Darren is the owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports. He's the chief paddling evangelist there, and he comes by a few times a year to share his expertise and favorite paddling spots with us. Always a pleasure to have him along, and certainly he is ready and willing to answer your questions when you call in. You a paddler? Do you want to become one? What about canoeing and kayaking for you? Do you have a great experience to share? We'd love to hear that as well. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question, a comment, or a photo. We'd love to have a photo as well, right there. And Darren, you had a Facebook comment from Brian, who commented on paddling and geocaching. His kids like to take canoe trips to get to island geocaches.
That's really cool. My son actually did his Eagle Project on geocaching.
Is that right?
He created a curriculum to show people how it works and how the satellites work, and just put together this nice little book, and then we placed a bunch of geocaches, And then some small outdoor business locally donated a couple of GPSs. I have no idea who that might be. But and it was pretty cool. And you put it over right near Eagle Heights, the grad student housing, because a lot of those kids don't really get outside much. And it's pretty cool to see kids crawling around in the woods looking under stumps for these little geocaches.
Yeah, cool. And, you know, maybe there may be people who don't know what geocaching is. So
good point. Yeah, it's basically people put stuff, usually little containers, little Tupperware containers and such, with a little notepad and pencil and a couple little trinkets in there. And they hide them, and basically city parks, under logs, any place that's public, and even some private folks have let us put stuff on their land. And then you put them up on geocaching.com, and then people can go and do a little treasure hunt. And for kids that are not super outdoorsy, but like technology, it's perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
They get to dig around and find cool stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Like it. I like it a lot. Colin in Decorah, Iowa, it's your turn now. Hi, thank you for calling.
Thanks for having me. It's great to hear you guys talking about a sport that's oftentimes underrated, I think. But I was a guide out in Southwest Colorado for quite some time, and now back in the Midwest, obviously, and was wondering, you know, where to start as far as whitewater opportunities in the upper Midwest. I've heard of a few. I haven't really explored it all that much, but I'm curious what advice you have to offer.
Well, northern Wisconsin has a lot more whitewater than in fact, they have it.
Yeah.
We don't have much down here.
No.
The Wolf River and the Peshtigo River are the two big sort of, you know, class 2, 3, 4 rivers around here. There's not much. A lot of 2 and 3. The Flambeau, the Chippewa, the Brule, the Bois Brule, the Montreal. There's a lot of rivers up north. What you want to look at is a book by Mike Svob. It's S-V-O-B, called Paddling Northern Wisconsin. And that has basically maps of all the rivers and input, twiddens and takeouts and the rapids and a little bit of the history of that river. It's kind of the Bible at our place. We sell hundreds and hundreds of them a year to people who just, where do I go? And here's northern and here's southern.
Excellent. Yep. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And you can join in at 1-800-642-1234. Appreciate your calls and questions. Seems like a good time for efforts like that, given the high-profile campaign, Michelle Obama's, for example, to get kids moving.
Yeah, that was one of the first things that she did when she went into office, is this, you know, Get Outdoors initiative. And there's a lot of push behind it. The Outdoor Industry Association and the Outdoor Foundation, it's charitable arm, really want to get kids outside. And, you know, the obesity epidemic is going to cost us huge amounts of money in about 40 years. Diabetes incidence is through the roof. You know, we want to control healthcare costs. Well, the best way to do that is to not have them in the first place.
Yep.
And getting kids outside and getting kids moving, you know, recess, you know, getting recess back.
Yes.
You know, getting kids outside on the weekends. Getting, you know, my mom used to kick me out and say, I don't want to see you till dinner, you know, bye-bye. And we'd take off, and we were outside all day.
Yeah.
And that's become rarer and rarer.
We have an email from AJ about Heroes on the Water. That's a group. Are you familiar with that kayak fishing group? It's set up for wounded service people.
Yeah, there's a bunch of groups that have service like that. The Wounded Warrior Project is one. There's a guy named Joe Mornini out in the D.C. area who's worked with the soldiers from Walter Reed and getting them out on the water. And people donate old kayaks that are still serviceable, and the support has been amazing. You know, Heroes on the Water is another great one, more geared again towards sports and fishing. But there's something very therapeutic about water, and I've seen people with disabilities get on the water, and you know, if a person is in a wheelchair and you know, struggles with mobility on the land, you put them in a kayak, they look just like everybody else, and
yeah.
It's pretty empowering to see that. Yeah, great organization.
All right. So, and again, it's Heroes on the Water. So that's, I think that's essentially their website address.
Yeah,
so.
Just Google Heroes on the Water and it'll pop up. But yeah, they're always looking for help, donations, people to take people out. You don't have to have any experience. If you're a paddler, they'll help train you. They just need people to help.
Tim in Genesee, thank you for calling. Hi.
How are you?
Great. Appreciate your call.
I have a couple of brief questions. My wife is interested in getting into paddling, and we recently purchased a relatively inexpensive craft from a, call it a box lumberyard. And my son, who's pretty into the sport, laughed at her because he said, this is a whitewater canoe or a kayak. And we said, well, we're going to take it to Whitewater Lake. But that was just a joke. But when she moves up, he's thinking 12 foot is probably the minimum lake she wants. She wants to do some river stuff and some open lakeshore things where there's not a lot of wave or anything. We've been to the thing at the Madison Expo Center and looked at a number of craft. We liked a product out of Winona, but also was impressed with the Hurricane Santee Sport. She wants more of an open thing so she can get in and out. But I'm not sure about the type of plastics. The Santee Sport is a type of a white. I don't know if it's a PVC. You could tell me. And the other is a more traditional, heavier plastic. What do you recommend? Or what's the difference?
The difference is the Santee, the Hurricane Santee is made of a polycarbonate plastic, not a polyethylene plastic, so it's a little stiffer. The manufacturing process is different. They're lighter. They're pretty abrasion resistant. It's a nice material. I mean, that's polycarbonate is one of the things they make football helmets and, you know, fighter pilot windshields out of. It's tough stuff. So I wouldn't be worried about that.
Is it repairable?
Totally. Yeah, it's actually super easy to repair. It's easier to repair that than polyethylene.
It is.
Yep.
Are they a fairly decent boat? They're a little pricier than we wanted, but, you know, I guess people spend a lot more money for Kevlar in those things.
Yeah, I guess what I always tell people is, you know, no one ever says, man, I wish my boat weighed more. it's if you can't lift it up and you don't use it, then it's not worth anything. So they are a little bit more, but we sell a ton of them, especially to people who are like in their 50s and older who have to lift that up on top of a car. You know, 35 pounds is a lot easier than 55 pounds.
Sure. And it's a good performing craft.
It's a very nice craft. Yeah. You're not going to set any speed records in it, but you know, last one on the water wins as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Alice in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Hi, Larry. Huh? It's a pleasure to talk to you. I listened to your show faithfully for over 20 years. But
good for you.
Well, we, as teachers, we brought our kids up every summer to Boulder Junction and up to Grand Marais and whatnot. My husband and I, we met 37 years ago. And he was a guide up in Canada. And so we've been avid canoers. And we've canoed every summer for 30-some-odd years. But then I had back surgery. And I want to tell people that are in our the new whatever it is age we're supposed to be in, that my kids got me a kayak. It was a loom made by Old Town.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in that thing, and it's like laying back in a lawn chair. And I've canoed or kayaked Lake Superior, all up on the Gunflint, all over the place since the back surgery. So I just tell everybody, keep going into their 60s, 70s.
Why not?
Yeah, it's not just for our little ones. I pulled my grandson the other week, and we put a rope between us, and that was his first kayak and with his grandma.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah. Great. So
cool. Thank you.
Keep encouraging little people and older people.
As well.
Yep,
yeah.
You will.
Thank you, Alice. That's a great story. I love that. 37 years of marriage and back surgery, and she's out there kayaking all over the place.
That's cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Nancy in La Crosse has an 11-foot Durago Old Town kayak and would like to take her 45-pound, 50-pound standard poodle with her when she kayaks. Could she put her in the kayak? If not, how could I include her? I would, of course, have a life jacket for her, too.
Can you put her in there? Probably should you, probably not. It's a little small for a boat, for a dog that big. What's going to happen is she may end up basically sitting in your lap and interfering with your ability to paddle. Most folks don't put anything in a dog like that in a boat that small. So I'd either upgrade the boat to a larger one or get a toy poodle. I mean, those are your choices.
Okay. All right. Well, from the Gordon family, on our way now from Milwaukee to BWCA with our kids, ages 7 and 8. This is our fourth year taking the family. Started going when they were 4 and 5. We rent a 4-seat canoe, but looking forward to the day the kids will carry the canoe across the portages.
Yay.
Getting kids hooked early, definitely a priority for my husband and I. Thanks for the great show and getting us more excited about our trip.
You know, I, every time I hear things like that, I just want to, you know, shout hooray. So, hooray. that's awesome. And it's, you're not too far away. We were in the same boat as you until my kids were like 12 and 14. And it's like, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Joe in Eau Claire. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
Good here. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to call in. I'm part of a fishing group in Eau Claire called the Unprofessional Fishermen. And we do canoe trips and fishing trips, and we film them and put them on, you know, I think there's a couple on YouTube. And it's kind of trying to show the realities of fishing and canoe camping, rather than the, you know, the TV shows that you see on, you know, on outdoor channels, where these guys just go catch trophies and nothing ever goes wrong. I think it's good for people to see really what it's like to take trips like that. And
sure.
I've found that really bad weather situations are far more memorable than good weather.
Well, there's no bad weather, just bad clothing.
There you go. with Father's Day coming up, my wife asked me what I wanted to do, and tops on my list was canoeing with my dad. I've got a 3-year-old son now, and he's been in a canoe a bunch, and we make a pretty good scene with my 3-year-old and a bulldog in a canoe.
Nice.
But it's a great thing to do all over the state.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, Father's Day, what better way to spend Father's Day?
I can't think of one.
Out in the water with dad or grandpa or your son or daughter, for that matter. Joe in Fitchburg. Hi, thank you for calling. Oh, let's hold on a second here. There we go. Hi, Joe.
My wife and I were recently... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. My wife and I were recently stranded for a few hours in Charlotte, North Carolina, and someone suggested we visit the National Whitewater Center. And it was a remarkable experience. It was a man-made water feature, not unlike all the water stuff up at the Dells, except this one was keenly oriented towards the athletic part of rafting and kayaking, and I'm told it was even used to train athletes for the Olympics. It was about 20 acres roughly square, a pond at the top. You could kayak or raft down a variety of different rapids to a lower pond, then you get on your boat on an escalator and it would take you back up.
Yeah, it's really cool.
There were stuff like that. There was flat water kayaking. There was a zip line. There was a zip line through the canopy. Miles and miles of biking and hiking trails. It was a wonderful experience just to sit there and watch. It was replete with a shop and a restaurant that had pretty good food, and even areas where you could just get out of the sun and watch what was going on. And I'm wondering, given how appealing that kind of thing seems to be, if there's anything in the works for something like that in our area, the Midwest, anywhere.
Probably.
I'll take your response off the air.
Okay.
Yeah, probably not. And the reason is that center is a wonderful resource. They did have Olympic trials there just a week and a half ago, and we had a local Wisconsin girl do very well. And unfortunately, her event isn't in the Olympics, so they can have Olympic trials, but you can't go to the Olympics anyway. Haley Thompson from Stevens Point did great. So call the IOC and use small words so they can understand. anyway, yeah, it's wonderful. I've paddled there a couple times, and it's really pushy, big water. And you come out to this pond, you paddle over, and it's just like a ride at Disneyland. It's like, you go up and you drop in again, and you do it over and over. It is economically pretty close to a break even, or maybe even a money loser. A lot of support from the community there. There's a little bit of money in Charlotte because of banking and NASCAR. So they were able to pull it off. I don't think that's really possible in a place like Wisconsin. We have natural rivers that have been turned into courses. There's one down in just northern Illinois. There's a new one in Charles City in Iowa that's actually quite nice. So using a regular river and creating a whitewater course is much more feasible than something that it uses power.
There you go. Thank you so much for that call. And oh, we had a cool picture on our Facebook page, a cool photo from Tia. This is one of our favorite Northern Wisconsin kids kayak camp photos, playing a game called Piano Keys, Wild Earth Eco Tours. Thanks for letting us share more about the kids and teen kayak day camps. That looks pretty fun.
There you go. Yeah, walking across boats is, you know, playing with boats is probably the best way to learn. Because you find you're doing things that require balance without really thinking about it.
Yeah.
So sometimes playing is the best way to learn.
Matt in Stevens Point, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and let you know about Paddle Quest. It's an event that is coming into its 11th year in Wisconsin, and it's a paddling-based scavenger hunt at Cleanup Challenge. So teams of kayakers, stand-up paddleboarders, and canoers paddle around the waterways, cleaning up trash as they go, and also hunting down treasures and characters that are in costume. So it's sort of a fantasy element embedded there as well.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it starts out of the Milwaukee River and starting up at Lackey and Joyce.
Sure.
Teams will paddle around the Milwaukee hunting down power frogs and magical items. And then also gathering trash. Last year we gathered quite a bit of garbage. Pretty great.
It's pretty amazing what people throw in the water sometimes. I don't want to talk about it. I'll cry.
Right. It's not good. But,
shopping carts, tires.
Amazing.
Right. Amazing.
So we had the one team, the Victory Vultures. The teams that come out tend to have pretty good costumes. And the Victory Vultures had a car bumper they pulled out, strapped to the front of their boat. So
very nice.
And yeah, cool. And Wapaka on the chain, otherwise known as the Mystic Chain this year, the Wapaka chain, the paddlers are going to be collecting purple loosestrife as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So there's not a whole lot of trash there, so we're looking at what else can they do. And we're partnering with Golden Sands RC&D. And they're going to be picking up purple loosestrife. So,
great.
So it's a cool event, and I think paddlers around Wisconsin, it's a fun event. You know, people dress up, and there's characters. There's a storyline that's been being written for the last 11 years.
So what are the particulars again for this?
There are four events from July to September in Milwaukee, Wapaka, in Stevens Point and Lake DeBay.
Okay.
And people can paddle as a solo, they can paddle as teams of two, or co-ed teams of three. We discourage all male teams. The same team has won the last 4 years, so we're looking for a team to kind of rise up and take them on. The Killer Guppies have won the last 4 years in a row.
And where do you go for more information?
Paddlequest.org.
Paddlequest.org. All right.
Cool.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Paddlequest.org. Pat just bought his first kayak this spring, a 10-foot Pelican. Forgot the model name. Don't want to get a roof rack. It would cost more than my boat. Favorite spot so far, the Rat River Wildlife Area.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's roof racks aren't cheap. If you can't get it to where you want to go, it's a bit of a problem. But there's some creative ways to do it.
And you guys have, I'm sure, have pretty much every possible way that you can.
Yeah, we actually do a lot of rack business because out of necessity, it's like we sell these boats. Like, now how do you get them home? Like, geez, I guess we better find some ways to get stuff home. But there's foam blocks. There's, you know, full-on roof racks. There's some that are inflatable, actually, that go on your roof and strap on that are kind of cool.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're not that expensive. They're kind of cool.
Well, I'm telling you, Darren, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. It's always fun.
It is. And I'm going to load a trailer full of boats and drive to Duluth in about an hour and a half. So
I'll
pass the Gordon family on the way up. So if the Gordon family hears this and sees five red boats on a trailer, honk and I'll wave.
So Duluth.
Yeah, there's a camp up there that's buying some boats, and I needed to deliver them. I get to stop in the Twin Cities and drop off a boat. I go to Duluth, drop off four boats, and then I'm going to stop at the Brule on the way back and do a quick run. And
there you have it. Sounds home. Like an ideal day. Thanks a lot, Darren.
Thank you.
Darren Bush, chief paddling evangelist, owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports in Madison. He will be back, and we'll do this all over again. Tomorrow, Mike Holmes from the Home and Garden television program Homes on Homes joins us to talk about his new book. Stay with us.